B-Pod Studios.
Hey, Mike Missanelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a Friday. Oh, yeah. Man, it's a beautiful day out there, 70 degrees. Oh, I got out there and smoked the club a little bit today. Feeling good when it's nice out. It was a little windy earlier, but it's beautiful out there now. Don't we just long for these kind of days? It is the Mike Missanelli Show. We're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're on NBC Sports Philadelphia. I'm feeling so springy today. I put the hat on today. We're broadcasting in the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Well, here's the good and the bad. The Flyers lost last night is the bad. But, you know, I'm looking at the rest of the schedule, Tyrone. I'm not giving up hope yet. Flyer fans, I want you today. I want you to tell me whether you have given up hope. Because I'm looking at the schedule. Jackets, Flyers, same number of games left. 12 each. The Jackets have 8 of the 12 on the road, Tyrone. So there's where they can lose. The Flyers could pick up a deuce. Climb back up there. I didn't expect them to beat the Caps last night, even though the line looked like it. But they were outclassed. They're outclassed by teams like the Caps. And if you get into playoffs, you're not going to really beat anybody. But the pursuit of the playoffs is still alive. So I want to know if Flyer fans are just down on the process or whether you're still enthusiastic. Because I look at the schedule, and we're going to go down the schedule today, talk a little hockey. Now, the good is the 76ers. But for right now. Tonight is a big game against Sacramento, which beat them 4. So they have to win this game. The bigger game is Sunday against the Milwaukee Bucks. And then you got Boston lurking on Wednesday. So tonight is a test pattern game. And for me, it's a test pattern. And every game from this point on is a test pattern for the alpha male, the supposed alpha male, Jimmy Butler. I will be looking at him constantly. To me, he is the difference as they come down the stretch. Either he's got to play. Where was the Jimmy Butler who challenged everybody on the Minnesota Timberwolves and said, I'll play against y'all. Get your starting five out there. I'll captain the next team and kick your ass. Where's that Jimmy Butler? I haven't seen it. And yesterday we had some statistics about his reluctance to take a three-point shot. This is it. He has to be the difference down the stretch for the Philadelphia 76ers. And right now, they slip back into fourth because Indiana won. They need to put a bunch of wins together to distance themselves from Indiana, solidify that third seed so we can all relax about the first round. Because if they stay in fourth, they're going to play Boston. We're going to fret beyond belief. This team is too good to be lollygagging down the stretch. And I don't want to hear any more about they're new together. They haven't played a lot together. It is up to this coaching staff to blend this team together. It is up to Jimmy Butler to lead a charge. He is a senior member of this team as far as experience, as far as NBA success goes, other than J.J. Redick. So it's Jimmy Butler night tonight. And Tyrone, I know you feel the same way as you're looking down the barrel of these final games.
Yes, because They made an addition so that if Embiid or if Simmons aren't having a great night, they have other options. Covington and Dario were not the answer in that way. We saw it over and over again. So, obviously, the most of the pressure is always on Simmons and Embiid. Mm-hmm. They're the franchise players. We get that. But against the Bucks, if Simmons or if Embiid is off, if either one of them are off, mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler has to show why he's different, why he's not Covington and Dario in those big games. Same thing with Boston. If Boston in these next four, if Boston troubles Embiid, if he, obviously I want Embiid to do better, Embiid has to make adjustments. Mm-hmm. But Butler has to say, hey, big guy, you go get your 15 rebounds. I got the scoring load today if Horford's mm-hmm. giving you trouble. I'm going to go get 30 so we don't have to worry about it. And we haven't seen that now for a better part of a month. And it's starting to, it's concerning. And I honestly believe that Tobias Harris is just going to go get his 20 because that's just what he does mm-hmm. every night. He's very consistent. The wild card is Butler. And can he help them go three?
This story that was advertised before Jimmy Butler got here about the Minnesota Timberwolves and him challenging everybody. Where is that guy? Where is the guy? Is he hiding somewhere? Like, what's the problem? Does he not want to be here? What is it? Is he so distasteful of the way this team is coached that it doesn't involve him, that he's just going through the motions now and he's just waiting to strike with a team for next year? I mean, I'm down on this whole thing right now. I want the guy that says, yeah, line up anybody you want, my team will win because I'm on the other squad. Where's that guy?
I don't know, and there are some people that think that he's already thinking about the playoffs, and that's fine. But against the Bucks and against the Celtics, he has to treat those two games like their playoff games. If he's not fully engaged tonight, I can live with it. If he goes off on Sunday. If he's not fully engaged against the Hornets, I can live with it. If he goes off against the Celtics. He has to now be able, if he has an on and off switch, mm-hmm. he has to know it has to be on for the two big ones of these next four.
Uh-huh. All right. But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about everything today, actually. We'll talk about the Phillies. We'll talk about the Flyers. I'm going to get in the schedule. I'm going to see where it's possible the Flyers are still in this thing. Bryce Harper still doesn't have a hit. He's had two at-bats today. Struck out and left two on base. He's got no hits so far. I'm getting a little anxious. I'm getting a little anxious. I got to be honest with you. I like to see him sling in a base hit here.
They keep throwing
now and then.
Another tough lefty today.
Yeah. And Pivetta, four clean innings. Like he actually gave up a run. But four innings pitched, 23 pitches, 20 of them strikes for Pivetta. And apparently he hit 99 on the gun today.
In the first inning, 98 and 99. Yep.
Well, well, well.
The only home run is to our favorite, Galvis, is the one run.
Freddie Galvis hit a home run?
Yeah.
The Phillies have scored a run. How'd they get their run? Segura with a hit and an RBI in the bottom of the third. All right. So we'll kick all this stuff around. And there's also a couple of other issues here. You seem to be perturbed at the fact that Kareem Hunt only got an 8-game suspension. And I'm curious to know how the people feel about this. Do you believe that Kareem Hunt should have been suspended for the whole year?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
He should not have been able to play this year. That should have been the edict from the commissioner's office.
Yeah, I think that a team's allowed to acquire his rights if they so choose. But if I'm the commissioner, I have to bang him for the whole year. And here's why. Because the commissioner's so wildly inconsistent. Now, with the Zeke Elliott situation, there was no tape, and he still to this day denies ever doing anything before he was even in the NFL. And they gave him 6 games based on really just the word of somebody else. Fine. 6 games if that. This guy's on tape pushing and kicking a woman. There is proof, and he lied to the team and the league about it when it happened, and he gets 8. So one guy's saying it didn't happen. You cannot prove that it happened. There were no charges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He gets 6. This guy has all kinds of evidence against him. He gets 8. It sends to me a message that the NFL, one, Goodell does not know what he's doing, and he's an idiot. And two, and that's just a fact, actually. I don't even know if that's an opinion anymore. And two, that they don't understand how serious something like this is. Because he's a restricted free agent. He's on a very low rookie contract. He's going to play well the last 8 games. He's going to then be a restricted free agent and be a millionaire next summer. This time next year, he'll be raking in money. he'll recoup all this little these small losses relative.
So he didn't pay enough.
No, not nearly enough.
All right. We'll kick that around. 610-632-0975. Kind of an open forum show today because we're all feeling good about the spring. Man, we're all feeling good. So we don't have any angst today. You know? Spring arrived yesterday and today. It's a beautiful thing. 610-632-0975. This is how you get in. 610-632-0975. Also, some tournament action that's going on. We'll update you with all that. It is Penn State loses it last night. I know you guys are distraught in there over that loss from the Nittany Lions.
I actually thought you had it locked.
I should have gone the other way. I looked at the Lions, and Penn State should be favored by more than one over Minnesota. They lose to Minnesota.
In overtime.
Season's over. They might not get an NIT bid.
It's not good, Mike. No. Your alma mater came up short.
Temple in the NCAA tournament, Penn State out. Mike Missanelli show right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, it's 2 o'clock hour of the Mike Missanelli Show on radio and TV. 2 o'clock hour brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Pension HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, supplies, and every heating and cooling job. The final day of one of Andrew Souchon's yeoman work in place of Natalie, who was on vacation this week. Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Attention all landscapers, if you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement, and they're in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Souchonis, what do you got today?
Today's question, Michael, the Sixers' next four games are the Kings at home, Bucks away, Hornets away, Celtics at home. How will they finish? 47% of people are saying 3-1, 39% say 2-2. 11% say 4-0, and just 3% say worse than 2-2.
Okay. We shall see what happens here. Meanwhile, Flyer fans, I don't know. I want to hear from Flyer fans there. Are the Flyer fans not passionate about this conclusion today? Have they already put it in mothballs this season?
Yeah.
They have?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, at Toronto, at Pittsburgh, it's going to be tough. How many points you get out of that?
Well, that's the problem with losing. You got the back-to-back.
Yeah.
They have to get 3 points tonight. Out of it.
Okay.
They have to.
So they get the 2 at Toronto tonight.
And then get the 1 with the
pick. Get the tie, important tie. And maybe losing the shootout. I don't know, Pittsburgh. Montreal at home. Montreal's good. At Chicago, they're not. The Isles, home.
They beat up on them the last 2 times. That's double revenge for them.
At the Caps. Law of averages says you got to squeeze.
Sooner or later, you're going to win.
You win that, right?
Yeah.
Toronto at home. That's a 2-pointer. At Carolina. That'd be tough. Rangers at home, 2. At Dallas, at St. Louis. And then Carolina. But the Jackets, Carolina, at Boston, at Calgary, at Edmonton, at Vancouver.
Got a West Coast.
Four in a row there on a West Coast swing. Then Isles, Montreal. Then they go at Nashville, at Buffalo, Boston, and then at Rangers, at Ottawa. A lot of road games.
So the key,
the Blue Jackets.
So the key with that is, are they going to go lose those games, or are they going to go lose in overtime and get the all-important point?
You got to win them.
No, I'm talking about...
Oh, Jackets?
Yeah, because if the Jackets get the 1 point, they still stay ahead. They have to lose.
The Flyers are getting the 2, and they get the 1. It's like trading the 3 ball for the 2-pointer down low.
Not enough games to do that. They need some 2-0s.
I still have high hopes for the Flyers. I really do. I have high hopes for the Flyers. I'm most worried about the Sixers.
Really?
Yep. I'm most worried about them because of this Butler thing. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. All right, just quickly on the Phillies. It's 1-1, right? And here's the third inning. Your boy Altair strikes out.
You're not my boy, King.
No, he was my boy. I bailed on him. Kingery lines out the center. Butera walks. Little two-out rally here. Butera walks, and then McCutchen singles the center. Then Segura singles the right, drives in Butera, McCutchen to third, first and third for guess who?
Yeah, for Bryce.
Number three.
Yeah.
Strikeout swing.
It's tough lefty. He worked a full count. It happens.
All right.
I'm not worried,
Jeff. I like to see him slinging a base knock. Right,
how about
Andrew?
He face a righty?
A base knock the other way against the lefty. Stay on it, flip it out the left center.
He did hit one into the shift today, right up the middle, but they had him shifted, so.
Well,
nice contact right up the middle.
It's a little line drive in that left center field area. It's a little, you know, just flip it. All right, let's go. Chuck in North Carolina, start things off. What's up, Chuck?
Let's go Heels!
Yeah, they're going down tonight in a big way.
Come on, man.
They swept Duke without Zion. Duke is going to crush them.
Look, down here, we look at it from a whole other perspective. We really do. And I really honestly think that we have a chance to beat them even with Zion. I really do. If we have a good team this year, they're fast.
They're a good team. You beat them without Zion.
I know, but
last night, did you watch him last night? Good Lord.
Look, down here, you either get fed to the wolves, you either get a tattoo on your heel, or you get crapped on.
No, listen, I like Carolina in the tournament. I don't like him in this game.
Well, I just think that I really think that if we can win this game, we're going to come out and say, hey, we're here. We're going to the Final Four. Let's go.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, we can all hope and dream. We never thought we were going
to get to the Final Four. You're just not going to win this game against Duke.
We didn't think we were going to win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles either.
Okay, all right.
But hey, everybody's going to have some patience with Bryce Harper now. You know,
I know. I'm in violation. This is early spring training. He doesn't have his timing down yet. I just want to see him make contact and flip it the other way. That's
so
all.
Is it a violation? I'm keeping up with him.
No, we're all keeping up. We're looking at every at bat that he has.
I'm keeping up with him. I want to see him do good. I really would like to. See
I
him
do too.
Good,
I want to see him get on the board. That's what I want to see.
Well, I think it'll help out, you know, but I just wanted to call and tell everybody I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I love what the Eagles are doing. I absolutely love
it. All right,
so
Chucky.
Let's keep on going.
You got it, buddy. All right. Chris Long back in the fold today?
No.
No?
No. They moved, so a big chunk of the money was that they created was because he moved his roster bonus mm-hmm. that was due mm-hmm. to after the draft because he has not yet decided whether or not he's playing.
All right.
So not back in the fold for him.
All right. Well, I think pretty much they need to go in another direction anyway with Chris. You can't keep hoping for guys. Like Jason Peters is a different story, you know, because you know what you're going to get from him and you got that position backed up. Okay. Chris Long thing, you're wasting this roster spot. Instead of having a younger guy, maybe he could do some other things.
Yeah, to his credit, he went back and forth with people on mm-hmm. social media, being very transparent. But what he was transparent about is he doesn't know whether or not he's playing.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't want to play, you're not committed. All right, then let's go. You've had a good career. You've done some good things here. If you're not committed right now, then when are you going to be committed? You're obviously thinking of not playing. Once that thought enters your mind, you know. All right, let's go to... Chris in Downingtown. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Like you missed.
What's up, Chris?
What's happening, man?
How you doing?
Enjoying the weather out here today?
Oh, I got out and played golf. 9 holes of golf, bro.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Lucky you. We do landscape design in Chester County. So
beautiful. That's a nice job for a day like this.
Beautiful. Can't complain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Question, man. We've been a little busy with work, so I haven't been able to follow it as much as I wanted to, but... is there any chance to trade for LeSean McCoy at all or no?
There's a chance. I think the Eagles are going to do that.
No.
You got to understand, like, LeSean McCoy may have hit that running back. How much does he have left? You take Sancho and LeSean McCoy, you're thinking of LeSean McCoy that used to play here, and not the guy who's now, like, has a lot of miles on the odometer. I don't think they're going in that direction.
I got you. All right.
You want to bring Shady and Deshaun back together. Do you want to bring the band back together, right? Yeah. I don't know if that would be worthwhile. You know?
And
one without the other would work. Both of them together. I don't know. You might be asking for something you don't want to ask for.
I hear you, man.
All right, brother.
All right, Mike. Have a good weekend, boy.
Okay, you got it. Let's go to Steel in Ocean City. Steel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steel.
M Squared, good afternoon to you.
What's up, Steel?
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Ty, and Shoutunis. What a lovely day. 75 mm-hmm. times today at Seaview.
You shot 75?
That's correct, my friend.
Well, I shot a 43 on the front nine today with a 7, an OB7, and a 6. So I was hitting it good.
That's better than a snowman.
Yeah. You know, with that 7, I still came in 43.
Listen, personal question. What's your home track?
White Marsh.
All right. Oh, yeah, hoity-toity. All right, Mike.
What?
My personal opinion, and I know that I'm going to be beaten down by this, mm-hmm. but my spin on hockey, nobody cares because they're mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to the center tonight to watch the Sixers.
Very nice.
And the litmus test.
An exciting game tonight.
Yeah, the litmus test, my friend, is these next three games.
Well, I agree. It's actually four.
What's the fourth?
Four games. The fourth game is Boston.
Okay.
So you got Milwaukee Sunday, and then Boston is Wednesday, and the Hornets Tuesday.
Oh, Hornets. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Last thought.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Phillies, which is, this is going to be a fantastic summer. I mean, a really must-see product. Fun to go to the park.
I agree. I totally agree. I really like this team, except I'm a little wary of this now that's Arrieta situation.
What's up with that?
He gets smashed yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well,
his last two outings have not been stellar.
As Larry Anderson, he's probably throwing cookies.
I don't know what he's doing. His first outing was great. He said he had his angle back with his three-quarter sidearm, and he got buried yesterday.
Yeah, I got my angle back, and that got me nowhere. Listen, Mike, are mm-hmm. they done with free agency?
The Phillies?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Keuchel's still out there. It all depends. You know, Pivetta pitched well today. He's five innings, three hits. So they've got their third starter, okay? It's going to be their third guy.
What's your spin on it?
I worry about three, four, and five. I mean, I'm not sold on Pivetta. He pitched well today. I'm not sold on any of those guys.
How about I opt for relief pitcher instead of starter.
If you do what?
I opt to get Kimbrel instead of a starter.
Oh, nah, I don't think, you don't need Kimbrel. You need a starter more than you need Kimbrel.
I don't know, you get to the seventh inning,
yeah,
lock them
you
down.
Yeah, you can piece together the back end of this bullpen without Kimbrel. Kimbrel walks $20 million.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, man, you got it. You know, we got Robinson in the seventh and Dominguez in the eighth, and then you can give Kimbrel. I was down, last week I was down, I had people tell me they have no interest in Kimbrel. So, he's not even in the conversation. But Pavetta showed a little something today. Your boy, Tyrone.
I like
66
Pavetta.
Pitches, gave up three hits, zero walks, two strikeouts, and he only gave up a bomb to Freddie Galvis.
If he can just, the key thing is the walks. If he keeps it, if he just throws strikes with what I think this offense is going to be, he'll be fine. Mm-hmm. It's that Velasquez who refuses to throw strikes and is always nibbling.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get him out of here. I got to get him out of here. Pivetta, I can live with. I don't love him, but I can live with it because if he'll throw strikes.
It's going to end up. It's going to end up Nola, Arrieta, Pivetta, Velasquez, Eflin, with Drew Anderson, a dark horse to get the fifth spot.
I like that, actually. Because it looks like he throws strikes. And with this offense, just don't walk people and you'll be all right.
But I think they're going to trust Eflin.
Eflin?
And Eflin will be their fifth starter. Right. I call for being AAA. But a chance to be called up later. Joe in Chester. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
What's going on, Mikey?
What's up, Joe?
No, I'm not feeling good.
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. I just called about the clean hut.
Do me a favor, man. Get off the speaker.
No, I got you on my earbuds. Hold on.
Oh, get your earbuds out of there. Come on, man. I got to hear you. Joe?
You hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little better, but you're still muffled.
All right. What I was saying on the clean hut situation, this is my opinion. I feel 8 games is too much because he was suspended.
You think Hunt got too many games?
He missed a bunch of games last year. You got to take that into account, too.
Yeah, he did. So he missed the equivalent of almost a full season.
Yeah, so you got to take that into account.
All right. So, but give me your rationale on why a guy like that who did that on video should get another chance to play in the game this soon.
Because a mistake should not stop you from your profession, especially when you did not go to jail behind that. If he was an actor, a singer, anything like that, he'd still be able to do his job. If he was an accountant, anything, he'd still be able to do his job. He's an entertainer at the end of the day.
I don't know that somebody who was involved in domestic violence would be allowed to that quickly to resume their job. I mean, there have been examples like what's this guy? Kevin Spacey is not going to get a job. He's not getting any job, is he?
Chris Brown sold $20 million after he was arrested.
What's that?
Chris Brown sold $20 million after he was arrested.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time.
If you're good at your job, you're good at your job.
If you're good at your job, you're good at your job. I get it. But
what he did was wrong. But
somebody has to allow you to play in their league. All right? So you just don't have the right to have the job. Somebody now has to allow you into this private industry to play.
I mean, Ray Lewis had a murder. He didn't spend up 8 games.
Ray Lewis wasn't convicted of anything.
He wasn't convicted either.
You got a videotape. You saw what he did. The video. You see it. A videotape, Joe. Isn't that visceral to you? Like when you get the videotape, like the Ray Rice thing, the videotape killed his career because he wasn't as good as Kareem Hunt. So why would Kareem Hunt be allowed to come back so quickly?
He missed a bunch of games last year.
I know what he missed. But talk about the act itself. How did that lead? When you saw the act, you didn't have any problem with that?
I mean, it was wrong what he did, but you can't stop him from making money.
Yes, you can stop him from making money. That's the whole point. The league has the power to stop you or not. They stopped Colin Kaepernick from making money, didn't they? You can easily stop somebody from making money. You don't have a right to be an NFL player. They have to allow you to be an NFL player. Joe and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Mike, how are we doing today?
What's up, Joe?
Listen, I'm like 58 years old. I've watched Flyers all my life.
Mm-hmm.
This season was over in the first quarter. Everybody knows it. And that's why Hex still got fired. He didn't want to bring up Art. He didn't want to bring up the other prospects. They are playing better hockey now. But this season's over. It's not going to happen.
You don't have enough time. They don't have enough time to get it together. 5 points out. You're done with
it. Yeah, I'm done with it. I mean, first of all, to me, they look like they're skating in sand. I don't know. I see other games, you know, on the NHL Network.
They've been playing great hockey lately. Were they looking like they're skating in sand?
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. But
I don't see them skating in sand.
I understand what you're saying. You're right. But, I mean, I'm saying that I just don't see the quickness like I see other teams playing. I mean, you know, they're getting better. Yes, they are getting better. You're not wrong there. But
Joe, they're not a playoff team that's going to be a viable playoff team if they get in.
Exactly.
I totally understand that. But we're just talking about one peg here. Can they store enough, and do they have enough energy left to make up these 5 points and slide in? To me, that would be a great victory.
No. Yes, it would, but it's not going to happen.
All right, you're down on it, man. I'm optimistic. No, I'm still optimistic.
I see what I see.
All right, okay. They're way down. Yeah, see what you see. I mean, you look at the remaining schedules. It doesn't matter. Can they accumulate that many more points than the Blue Jackets? It's going to be tough. I don't think it's impossible with 8 games on the road that the Blue Jackets have to play. It's not impossible.
They have to lose all those games, though.
They have to lose a lot of them. I get it. But it is possible they could lose those games.
And Martinez points out they don't hold the tiebreaker on anybody because of all their poor play up until they turned it
around. About the Flyers. No more Flyers talk today. It's over.
I'm not saying that.
Season's over. Pack up the sticks.
You know, this is shocking from you. Of all people.
I looked at the rest of the schedule. Okay, I go, yeah. Okay, it's hopeless. Because I've been saying the whole time, it's not easy to make up 5 points. Because you're counting, you're trying to make a flat line, and the other team's going to lose, while you're going, you win. It doesn't happen like that. It goes up and down from game to game. But I'm looking at the remaining schedules, and 8 games on the road of the remaining 12 is a tough schedule for the Blue Jackets.
All right, so let's say they win their home games, that's 8 points, and they only get 2. Let's say they get 10 more points total. They lose 7 of those 8. All right? So how many points?
What are you talking about? The Jackets?
The Jackets end up
with 7 of 8 of the 8 games on the road.
And they win the home games. They end up with 10 more points. Let's just say they get 10 more points the whole rest of the season. What do the Flyers have to go to pass them? I think that's fair. That's fair. They get 10 more.
So what you're saying is the Jackets, if we do it this way, the Jackets' maximum points would be 10.
10, right, 10 they're, more they're, than what they 10, currently
10
have.
10 points more than they currently have, which puts them up 15. Right. If you're thinking about that. So Flyers have to make up 15 points.
Right.
All right, let's see if they can do it.
All right.
At Toronto, what do you got?
That's a win.
You got a 2-pointer.
Uh-huh.
At Pittsburgh.
Tie.
1-pointer. Montreal home.
A win.
2-pointer. At Chicago.
I'll go win.
Another 2-pointer. We're getting there. Islanders at home.
See, that's a loss.
Okay, 0. At the Caps. How about 1?
1, yeah.
All right, Comrades 1. Toronto at home.
Win.
That's back-to-back wins over Toronto in revenge.
Win.
All right. At Carolina.
1.
1-pointer. Rangers home.
Win.
That's another 2-pointer. At Dallas.
1.
All right. At St. Louis.
Loss.
Okay, that's 0. And Carolina at home.
Win.
All right, let's count them up. 3, 7, 8, 10, 11, 13, 15.
And they lose the tiebreaker.
Oh.
They lose the tiebreaker.
No.
They would.
Seems to be a shootout. Can we have a shootout?
They lose the tiebreaker.
So the maximum they can get, and we were pretty liberal with this, is 15 points to the Jackets 10, but the Jackets would win the tiebreaker.
Jackets would win the tiebreaker.
So the season's over. Good night, everybody.
See, you're putting me in a bad spot. I just think that yesterday hurts. I really needed them to win this back-to-back.
Or get it on important point.
Yeah, but I...
Because that would have done it. One point last night
would have done it. It would have.
All right, let's go to Mark in Burlington. Mark, you're on the... hold on a second, Mark. We got a break. We'll talk some hockey. How about this? A little hockey chat. I love it. 610-632-0975. Mike Masnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Not good news. Some spring training because Bryce Harper just got hit with a pitch in the ankle and limped off the field. They're pitching him tough, Tyrone.
That's not tough.
They don't want him to hit. It's amazing how tough they're pitching this dude. Right? They don't want to get shown up by this guy who's making the most money in the league now. So they're pitching him like it's the 7th game of the World Series.
The pitch was so bad. It's way inside.
And Harper.
And low.
Harper, not with what? He probably, was it a fastball or a slider?
Fastball.
It was a fastball. He threw a fastball down and in and hit him in the ankle.
Way in, though. It wasn't even close.
I mean, let's face it, almost went behind him.
Yeah, right. It's ridiculous the way they're pitching him. And they're not letting him get any feel up there. But, you know, that's not their job to prep him for big league baseball. But they are pitching. It is kind of weird that they don't give him anything to hit in spring training. I think that's ridiculous. But now you got to probably, now he's probably not going to play the next game, right? He needs more at bats. So if he was limping off the field, and he wasn't happy, was he? He was yelling at the catcher and the pitcher.
He was giving them the business, as he should. You know, your game is weird, Mike. The rules don't make sense in your game.
What do you mean? First of all, you can't be yelling at the catcher and the pitcher because you get hit with a pitch.
Why not? Like, why?
Because the guy's trying to make a perfect pitch on you because he knows you're a feared slugger. You're making the most money in the game. You can't be yelling at the pitcher and the catcher for hitting you.
So when you make a lot of money.
The catcher and go, yo, Mr. Big Time, what's the matter? You can't take getting hit with a pitch?
So there's target practice with your body if you make a lot of money.
No, it's not target practice.
That's how you just made it sound.
Guys get hit with pitches occasionally.
And they get allowed to be mad about it. He didn't hit someone with a bat. I think anger is appropriate when you get hit with a baseball. Your game is weird. It doesn't make sense to not be mad.
Anger is appropriate when they're throwing at you on purpose.
I don't know if that wasn't purpose or not.
Well, they tried to hit Bryce Harper in a spring training game.
It was so bad that it bounced with his
injury. It almost went behind him.
It almost went behind him. You're not... Get him out.
I didn't see the pitch.
Get him out.
But he's trying to throw it down and in fastball, probably. He lost control.
Yeah, see, Booney says it was a slider, but either way.
It was a slider. He's trying to, a back foot slider. He's trying to throw to the left-hander. The back foot slider, you shouldn't be upset about getting hit with.
No, he's walking pretty good on it.
Staying in the game?
No.
No, he's out.
He's
pinch
out
runner.
Of the game?
Yeah, pinch runner.
He's walking to the locker
walking
room
to the
right
locker
now.
Room now. Get treatment. But it's not broken. He can put some weight. He put weight on it.
Well, hopefully you never know if it's broken.
Well, it's
X-ray that you can walk off of, and it still might be a crack.
Well, I should say it might be fractured.
It probably was painful. That's why he reacted that way. But it's a down and in slider.
No. He was mad because he's trying to get some work in, and the guy's hitting him with the ball.
I'd say you suck, you J.O. That's what I would do.
That's right.
I've been playing ball my whole life.
The Blue Jays pitcher isn't supposed to throw batting practice to him. That pitcher's trying to make pitches.
Get him out. I'm all for it. This is your game's weird. You should not be allowed to do that. And just no repercussions.
He threw a slider. He threw a breaking ball. He tried to go back foot breaking ball on a tough left-handed slugger, and he lost control of it. I don't know who's pitching for Toronto. He's probably a guy trying to make the team.
Nah, his stuff looks filthy. I tell you that.
Thornton? His name's Thornton, right?
Yeah, he throws some nice pitches. Now, here's the thing, though, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Now, if Harper hits a home run, he can't do anything but respectfully go around the plate as nice as possible. But a guy can hit you, and you're not even allowed to yell at him. Your game's weird, Mike. You got to admit that's weird for human beings.
It's out of frustration that you're yelling at him because it hurts you.
See, I don't know if it was.
You gotta understand.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was a slider. It's 96 mile per hour is what it clocked in.
Was it really? Well, it's probably.
That's a pretty damn good slider if he's hitting 96.
Unless this guy throws 100. He didn't. Trent Thornton has no stats in the big leagues.
Well, he got a high number.
He's obviously trying to make the team.
Well, I tell you what, he might make it. This guy can throw.
All right. Well, he's a hard thrower. Maybe it was a 96 slider. I don't know.
Well, either way,
I gotta look this dude up. But he clipped Bryce.
No good.
You better watch out.
And you're getting right.
Well, what did the Blue Jays react? How did the Blue Jays react to this?
Catcher was angry at Bryce.
Well, of course he was.
You know what I do? Right back.
Yo, Mr. Big Time. You
right
just
back.
Signed for $330 million. That's $300 million more than I'm making.
So take this assault.
No, it's strange. It's not.
Take this assault.
It's not an assault.
In life it would be. If somebody hits you with a baseball with 96, it's assault. But like, no big deal.
Assault
it's so
is
weird.
When you're throwing a 96 mile an hour fastball directly at somebody and trying to hit him. It was down. It was a. I have to see the pitch. Mark in Burlington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Mark?
That was quite a conversation. First things first, Mike. If I had film of me beating a woman, I'd be in the Burlington County Jail for a little while. So there's no right or reason why that man should play football again. That's just my opinion.
Well, at least he should have been suspended for the year, maybe.
Well, I'd have a hard time finding the job to flip burgers if I did that. The whole Flyers thing, Mike, last night showed you how they are just outclassed. Mm-hmm. And even if, you know,
a lot of teams are outclassed by the Capitals, probably. You know that, right?
But mathematically, they might have a shot, but theoretically, there is no shot. I mean, they're not going to beat the Caps. They're not going to win tonight.
Now, are you angry about this? You sound a little angry.
I'm frustrated. It's been a long time.
You're frustrated. The second half of the season, I would think, would diminish your frustration.
No, not at all. Because it's more than just 1 year of frustration. This team they're always just not good enough. And I don't know why I love them so much. Mm-hmm. It's bothersome. It's like the wife that cheats on you. I will say this, Mike, that until they let Kate Smith rest for good, they might not ever get the playoffs again.
You know my opinion on that whole nostalgia thing.
I don't think there's anybody.
I don't know if that hampers this young group of Flyers. They seem to have some promise.
Mike, the spirits are sick, man. The spirits are they're all around. And don't bring Bryce Harper having a broken foot into the universe, please.
Yeah. I don't know what that guy's saying. Well, you know me, I would change the whole thing. I told you this. Progression to me is changing the whole thing, the whole dynamic of what the Flyers have thrived on for years. I'm changing the colors. I'm changing the logo. I'm changing the Pico Power Play. I'm doing it all. I'm getting a fresh approach in there.
We got to keep the Pico Power Play.
No, I'm fresh coating it, fresh coat of paint it.
I like the good folks at Pico, and I like the Pico Power Play. That can't change. Change anything but that.
Stop it. Now you're trolling me.
No, I'm not, because I actually think the people get excited when
you're trolling
says that.
Me, because I'm not as angry as you about Bryce Harper getting hit in the ankle. That's why you're trolling me.
Tell you what, I don't love the fact that you're not bothered by this.
It happens. Guys get hit in the feet and ankle. They get hit by pitches.
All right, he gets off.
I mean, it's painful. That's probably why he reacted the way he reacted. But if I'm the other team, I go, oh, come on, my man. Come on, Chesuchunas, you play baseball, right? Why are you reacting in the dugout if he starts yelling at the pitcher?
If he starts barking, I'd be angry.
Of course.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If you're going to fire back, you got to throw out somebody that can hurl. Right now they have Neshek out there.
Well, Neshek's not going to hit anybody.
Neshek's going to throw a 65-mile-an-hour floater.
In spring training, do you do this? Yeah. In regular season, you do it. I don't know if the Phillies are going to do this in spring training.
I would.
You might file it away for a rainy day, but they don't play the Blue Jays. But it's a different league team, so they may have to take care of it today.
Can the pitcher say my bad? Like, or is that against baseball rules?
Like Nuke Lelouch?
It gets away from you. You just give him my bad. To me, that would be appropriate.
Well, did he do that?
No, that's why Harper was mad. Because the guy just walked off the mound. Like, no, Harper was not mad just because he got hit. The guy showed a level of disrespect. You non-roster invitee, you better say my bad.
It's not good news for Philly fans to hear that Bryce Harper get hit in the ankle. But it's also like part of the game that you get clipped every now and then. And it wasn't like the guy threw it in his head or threw it at him on purpose for some reason. He lost control of what Booney says is a slider. Because you're trying to get a left-handed. Is the guy a right-handed pitcher?
Yeah.
He's trying to throw a back foot slider. So the back foot slider, he held on to it too long, tugged it, and he hit Bryce Harper in the ankle.
Going through the schedule, they do not face the Blue Jays this season. So you got to take care of it now.
We'll see. A young minor leaguer can make a lot of points with the organization if he clips somebody today. Now, it's not going to be Neshek and a frisbee. We'll see who comes in after that.
Not a slider. Fastball.
It was a fastball.
Right at his ankle. 96.
He didn't hold on to it too long there, Mike.
Yeah. Starting to... Yeah. The defense, the prosecution rest.
He held on to it the right time.
I'll go by Booney. Booney's a hell of a baseball man.
He just corrected it.
He threw a down and in fastball.
Yeah, because the TV people are seeing it right now. TV people are seeing it.
Okay.
And it's a fastball. Right at his ankle.
Okay. It's probably out of line to try to pitch to Bryce Harper like the seventh game of the World Series. But you also put yourself in the mind of this kid who's trying to get Bryce Harper out to win points for him to make his team. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.